And today on Access Sport, I'm talking to Brett Schultz from the Queenstown Junior Basketball Association, whose grand finals are on today. Good morning, Brett. Appreciate your time today.
Morning, Cameron.
Okay, well, the teams are locked in for today. Tell us a little bit about the teams and what are your tips for each game?
Oh, well, I won't probably tip any because there's been a few upsets on the way. So, look, all the teams are pretty well close. Last week of finals, we've had a buzzer beater. We've had a double overtime game and one game within 3 points. So
wow.
I think all games should be pretty close. And it could be maybe a few upsets, hopefully. Mm. You would think that the teams that went straight in on the second semi-final may have a good chance. But, yeah, anything can happen.
Well, it does amaze me. I did watch the footy grand finals for the juniors a couple of weeks ago down at Rosebery. And they so keenly contested. They love their sport, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yes, no, they do. We've got a good registration lot, and they're pretty keen.
Mm. Did you play much during the pandemic last year?
Yeah, we did. We had a hold up on the roster and everything, but We end up under a fair bit of duress. We end up getting it finalised and finished, which was good for the kids because they were hanging out to play. But we had a few breaks and cut a few games short and things like that. Done extra cleaning and all that kind of stuff, so it was a bit of extra work, but all good in the end.
Well, I guess it made the kids more enthusiastic to get back playing, I guess.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, hopefully it's a bit of a trend. The kids, you know, get back into sport and not have that 12 months off and not do anything. But, we had some extra teams this year in our under-11 competitions, which is good. We had to put two extra boys' teams in and two extra girls' teams in, so which was good.
Mm. Okay. Has it been easy getting the teams together this year? I know a lot of other sporting clubs had a hard time getting teams together this year, but they did get there in the end. Was it the same with the Queenstown Junior Basketball Association?
No, we've had about the same numbers again. We've got approximately about 140 registered, based over 20 teams in the under-15s and under-11s. So we got a few from Zern and Strawn that play as well, which is good. That travel up. But we've set the last 3 or 4 years about the same registration level.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Look, we haven't mentioned the team, so who's actually playing in the grand finals today?
We've got, in the under-11 girls, we've got Gems versus, which starts at 3:30. 4:30, we've got the under-11 boys, Pumas versus All-Stars. 5:30, we've got the under-15 girls, Lynx versus Liberty. And 6:30, the under-15 boys is Hawks versus Bulls. And during the Hawks versus Bulls game, the under-15s, half-time we'll have a half-time shootout. There's three spots that people can get drawn out of the hat and shoot for $100 at half-court.
And the presentation's made at the end of each game or at the end of the day as a whole?
No, we're going to do the presentations after each final. Uh-huh. So, like, the under-11 girls will play and then we'll do their under-11 competition presentations, and then so forth.
Well, obviously, you'll be looking for recruits for next season. How do parents go about doing that?
We'll have just go to our Facebook site when it comes up. We normally start around again about February. There may be some other stuff like Aussie Hoops and that coming up. That'll just depend on the availability of the resources and stuff like that. But and anything COVID changes or anything like that. But yeah, they just go to our Facebook site or website and all the details will be on there. If not, just contact myself or one of the committee members and we can steer you in the right direction.
Excellent. And as with most teams, I'm sure you rely on a lot of volunteers each game. Have you had the numbers for this season and how do people get involved?
Yeah, we've got good numbers on our committee, which is really, really good. We've got a great team. A lot of them umpire and coach and that as well on top of the other roles. So, we've got a really good committee. And, if people want to get involved, again, just go to our Facebook page, drop us a line or contact one of the committee members. We welcome, open arms of anyone that wants to come on board.
Well, junior sport grand finals are always enjoyable and a great day for the family. We wish all the teams taking part today all the best. Brett Schultz, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Cameron. Okay, cheers.
Brett Schultz from the Queenstown Junior Basketball Association joining us this morning on XS Sport, 7XS.